Welcome to Power Players, the very first edition, the very first program for Power Players. This is a kind of a cool new take on Christian radio, I think. It's a what we're going to do here is we're going to talk to professional Christian athletes and talk to them about their faith and talk to them about their daily walk with the Lord, the struggles, the temptations that they go through. What kind of arena is that? What are you looking at in that kind of a situation? I've got a great guest with me today who has some familiarity with that arena. It's Jimmy Webster. He is with Athletes in Action, and he is going to be the national recruiting director for Athletes in Action. How are you, Jimmy?
Great to be here, Ken.
Thank you so much for coming and sharing this very first program. All the listeners will know that I'm nervous because it's my very first time doing something like this, but this is a program that God has put together and really made it come together here in the last couple of days, and we're just going to go with it because it's going to be a real neat opportunity. What we're going to do on the show is we're going to get in touch with professional athletes all over the place and in many different venues, from football to baseball to extreme sports to volleyball. You name it. If they're out there and they've got a stage that they can stand on and talk about the gospel, we're going to be talking to those athletes, and we're going to do everything we can to get everybody who is willing to talk about the gospel in here and talking, or on the phone or somehow. So, what we want to really emphasize is that there are a lot of athletes out there that are Christians and that have that world arena to really proclaim their faith and encourage others in the faith and how they will deal with these situations. They put their pants on one leg at a time, I like to say, just like we do. They deal with the same kind of temptations, trials, and tribulations that we go through as Christians, but they just do it on a different scale. And we want to make sure that those kind of people are recognized out there so that other people can be encouraged to walk through whatever they're walking through, that they know that they're just normal folks. And the bottom line, the common denominator in all of this is that we all come to the cross, and we all have to come to it and bow our heads and bend our knees and ask the Lord to forgive us because we are sinners and they are as well. It doesn't matter what platform you stand on. So, Jimmy, that's what this show is going to be about, and I'm so excited to have you here with me. You and I just started talking about what Athletes in Action is, and I'd like to just turn this over to you for a second, kind of to tell everybody what is this program? What's this ministry that you have, Athletes in Action?
Well, Athletes in Action is the sports ministry of Campus Crusade for Christ, and our mission, if you will, is to boldly proclaim the truth and love of Jesus Christ to those uniquely impacted by the world of sport. And we do the business of winning, building, and sending athletic influencers out into the world. So they, like you mentioned, Ken, they have such a awesome platform to share from, and we want to help win and equip and build them up in the faith to use that platform for the kingdom.
That's awesome. And when you and I were talking, you had mentioned you guys kind of help these athletes to understand that they're not performing for these big crowds. They're not performing for mom and dad. They're performing for Christ. And that's the encouragement to really do their best. I mean, it's not just about your school or your professional team. This is about performing for the Lord.
Exactly right. At Athletes in Action, we have a camp, if you will, during the summer to help train collegiate athletes from coast to coast on how to compete as a believer. And we call that the Ultimate Training Camp. And this year we held it three different one-week camps at Colorado State University in Fort Collins. And it was so special to see those athletes from all different sports, from all different campuses, men and women, and to learn how to compete for the kingdom. And we call that competing for an audience of one. And it is a special time. These are athletes that have grown up from elementary school, going to camps year after year after year, and honing their athletic ability, but how neat it is to hone their spiritual ability in order to be able to compete for the Lord.
Yeah, that's exciting. And you and I also talked at one point, we're both parents. It's encouraging for me. I have very young children, 9, 6, 4, 15 months, and one on the way. And you have two daughters one in college and one a sophomore in high school, I believe you told me.
Exactly. And what a blessing Campus Crusade has been in my daughter's life, who's at college, because even though she went to college as a believer, she's in a large state university, and just to have someone her to go alongside her, help build her up in the faith, encourage her in her walk with Christ. And so we're real believers in Campus Crusade, not only because we're part of the ministry at Athletes in Action, but also just the testimony of our own daughter and the effect that the Lord has used this organization in her own life.
Yeah, and as I said, as a parent, it's encouraging to me to know that there is a real hands-on ministry both on the campus and on the field. Because with Campus Crusades for Christ being there and with Athletes in Action being out there in the field with the athletes, it's encouraging for me. All my kids are athletic, and I know that someday they're going to be on that campus with all that available distraction. And praise God that there's a ministry there that I can count on to hold their hand a little bit too when mom and dad aren't around. You know, we talked a little bit about you start at the college level, you said, but you go from college and then you actually expand on that a little bit. You said there are three different kind of levels there, or am I getting that right?
No, that's exactly right. At Athletes in Action, we do have campus ministry on college campuses from coast to coast, but we also have sports teams. And that's typically in the summertime, but also in the fall, where we send out basketball teams, volleyball, women's volleyball, track and field, wrestling, a lot of different sports to go around the world, literally, to different countries to not only compete with other believers that come together from college campuses from coast to coast, but also to share their testimony, because at halftime of their event, their basketball game or volleyball match or whatever, they share their personal testimony and the love of Christ with the audience in the Czech Republic, in Brazil, in Russia, just all over the world. What a blessing that is to take the gospel message using sport as the vehicle to introduce them to Christ.
Yeah, that is something else too. To see so many ways that we can talk about Christ and help to hopefully lead people to embrace Him, and that is amazing what you guys do through Athletes in Action, and I'm looking forward to us talking a little bit further. We are going to go to a break and just acknowledge our sponsors. We appreciate Hollyberry Homes and JFR and Associates, and we've got some. A little plug in here for Young Life as well, which I'll talk about on another day, but I've got a real heart for Young Life, and we're going to talk about them as well. So we will be back momentarily. Thanks for listening.
94.7 KRKS.
The teen years can be tough and a little scary. Kids are deciding who they really are, and they're making decisions that will affect the rest of their lives. Since 1941, Young Life leaders have been building relationships with kids, showing them that someone believes in them, that they have value, helping them find their purpose in life. At Young Life, we're about giving kids hope for today, tomorrow, and eternity.
At JFR & Associates, experience a refreshing way to purchase or lease your next vehicle. A professional and courteous member of their team can save you the hassles of typical automotive shopping. They'll do the work and save you time and money. The trained consultants at JFR will search for your next new or pre-owned vehicle, and they have all types of financing available for any credit situation. Their consultants can discuss leasing or financing options with you. At JFR & Associates, they are proud of their reputation, and their repeat and referral clients all agree. Purchasing your next vehicle can be a surprisingly pleasant experience. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289 or visit their website, www.jfrcars.com. Call JFR & Associates today for all of your automotive needs. Call 1-888-963-2289. That's 1-888-963-2289. Call today.
Mother open. open skies, everything breathing, praising God.
Okay, welcome back to Power Players. I am here with Jimmy Webster from Athletes in Action. And we were just talking about a couple different levels that Athlete in Action actually ministers to. We had talked about the college level, where you start on campus, or actually in the field at campus, and then going into the teams that you travel around with to minister all over the world. And then there's another level. And what's that, Jimmy?
That's at the professional level. We have chaplains for approximately 30 professional teams in baseball, basketball, football. And it's an opportunity to represent the Lord for those professional athletes.
That's pretty cool. I'm sure you meet a lot of interesting people that have been through. Do you have people that actually come up all the way through the ranks with Athletes in Action as professional athletes? Or do you find that there are some professional athletes that get turned on to the Lord and get involved in Athletes in Action way after the fact, after college, after those traveling teams?
Absolutely. Just as a result of being ministered to, they want to give back and to minister to other athletes. And so we have several of our chaplains that are former NFL football players that love the Lord and have chosen to do that vocationally after their football career is over.
That's pretty cool. You have you'd said you had chaplains with lots of different professional sports teams. You're talking any arena, right? I mean, basketball, football, soccer, baseball, and you had mentioned even volleyball. And I mean, you've got people all over the place, it sounds like.
Exactly.
Oh, that's exciting. You are now a resident here in Colorado. You have been since 99, I think you said?
That's correct.
A resident in Colorado. But obviously, you've got a little draw. You came from Dallas.
Yes.
And what got you involved with Athletes in Action?
Well, my background is recruiting, and so I've been recruiting in the business world for several years. And this year, and several years ago, I went to seminary at Dallas Theological and just had the opportunity to I saw a posting, if you will, on the internet for Athletes in Action. They needed a national director of recruiting. And so God opened that door and brought me and my wife through it. And so we're just now joining the ministry and really excited about that opportunity.
Had you been involved in any athletic-type ministries prior to this?
No, not at all. So basically, I've always loved sport and been involved with it as a fan, as a spectator. But to be able to work in a sports ministry, how fun is that? I mean,
it doesn't get much better, I don't think.
I'm just totally blessed because love sports, love college athletics and professional, and to be able to use my several years of business background in recruiting to recruit people to the ministry, and basically that's my job to recruit college grads to come to Athletes in Action to minister for His service on college campuses and at the professional level.
Right. That's a pretty neat thing. You've got to be a college grad with Campus Crusades for Christ. Is that correct?
That's correct.
And the same for Athletes in Action, I'm going to guess.
That's correct.
Because that's a part of it. Well, yeah, I think it's a great opportunity to be in sport and to be able to, I mean, to go out and, one, you love sports. Two, you love the Lord.
Yes.
So you get to combine the two and get out there, and that becomes a career. How awesome is that? And it's so cool how He makes the roads come together like that, because really, you know, all the glory goes to God in all these situations, and you start doing stuff and it becomes stuff that's just for Him, and it's not for you. It's not about you. It doesn't have anything to do with you. It's just the vehicle that He used to put it all together so you could actually start working for Him in a way that is fully and completely working for Him.
Exactly.
And that's pretty cool. You know, my goal on this program is to get these athletes in a situation where they understand that they have that stage and they have that ability to do what they love and minister to people through that arena. People, because everybody looks at them, everybody knows who they are. Everybody sees them. Everybody wants to hear about their life, you know, but I'm the guy, and I'll be the first one to tell you, I'm not a Bible scholar. I'm not a sports, I'm a sports fan, so I guess I could be called a sports fanatic, but I'm not one of these stats guys. I'm not one of the guys who's going to sit here and talk to an athlete about how many touchdowns they scored or how many home runs they hit, because I don't know all that stuff. And frankly, everybody is aware of it. What I want to know is, what can they do or are they doing in the kingdom to advance the kingdom? You know, it's there's a scripture when we were putting this whole program together, there's a scripture out of Matthew. It's chapter 11, verse 12. And it's our Lord. And what he says is, from the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of heaven has been forcefully advancing, and forceful men lay hold of it. Now, I'm sure that it's all contextual like everything in the Bible, but for me, I see that as these are forceful people. These are forceful people who can forcefully advance the kingdom. These are people who have the ears of many to listen to them and open hearts. And when people can identify with a professional athlete and identify with the fact that they do have to deal with temptations and lusts and a lot of money in a lot of cases, a lot of things available to them, how do they get through it? They got to rely on their faith. They've got to get into the Word, and they've got to get on their knees. And that's the same thing that we all have to go through in our lives. So really, that's the real focus of this program. I've been excited because having you on this program with Athletes in Action, it really appeals to the audience that I'd like to have listening, which is, I mean, I want everybody to listen, don't get me wrong, but those young athletes, those young athletes who are going to be faced with a lot of new things, especially starting at that college level, when they get into that situation where they have a freedom with no mom and dad, they've got to lean on somebody, a mentor, so to speak, and with a group like Athletes in Action or Campus Crusades for Christ, they've got people there available to them that can help get them through those tough times. And when they see a role model, a real role model, in a professional situation, somebody that's gone through all those times and really out there talking about how they got through it, how they, you know, really had to buckle down and really close the doors on a lot of things so that they could open doors to hear what the Lord had to say to them and move in the direction that the Lord had them moving. So that's where this thing is going, and I'm excited that you're here for that. I don't know if there's more you want to say about Athletes in Action. I'd certainly love to hear it.
Well, your vision for this program is so exciting because it ties very closely to our vision, which is using that platform of influence to influence others for Christ. And we call it influencing the influencers.
Yeah.
Because those athletes, like you said, Ken, or the people that do influence our society, rightly or wrongly, and hopefully rightly, hopefully they're competing for Christ and sharing where the inner strength comes from, and that's from the Lord. And so that's our privilege, is to share the gospel with those athletes and let them use that platform. It's so amazing. Where my daughter goes to college, they even, during college orientation, tell the students when and where and how to get an autograph from their athletes on their campus.
Oh,
because
that's cool.
They're held in such high esteem. And that it's such a high-profile program that if they didn't put some guidelines around that, they couldn't get to campus without being hounded for their autograph.
Right.
So they are truly icons and very influential people on their campus and, again, at the professional level as well. Society
right.
does look to them.
Yeah, they sure do. Hey, we're going to break one more time here to acknowledge our sponsors again. Jimmy and I will be right back with Power Players, and we'll talk a little bit more about this and wrap this program up.
94.7 KRKS.
In today's world, it's easy to think that kids are out of control, over the edge, and impossible to understand. But at Young Life, we think kids are great. Since 1941, Young Life leaders have been going into the world of teenagers, giving them direction, hope, friendship, and great news. Find out more about Young Life in your area. Visit us online. At Young Life, we think kids are great.
You need a vacation to pamper yourself in world-class comfort, the kind of luxury you'll find in only the most exclusive resorts. Large, exquisitely appointed rooms make even the act of lounging in bed seem like a treat for the senses. As your feet step across the warm European stone tile of the bathroom and you slowly immerse your body in the large, inviting hot tub, the day melts away. Then imagine you never had to leave. It's not a dream. It's not an exclusive resort. It's your own Holly Berry home. You might think building your own custom paradise is too expensive to consider, but you'll be surprised just how affordable it can be. Come tour one of the models for yourself and see what kind of lifestyle you can have in a Holly Berry home. There's even a semi-custom series starting in the 500s. See for yourself at hollyberryhomes.com. Once you move in, you'll never want to leave. Holly Berry Homes. we build dreams.
Welcome back to the program. You're here with Ken Watmore with Power Players, and I'm here with Jimmy Webster with Athletes in Action. And Jimmy, we've had a good time today talking about Athletes in Action and about the direction of this program being the very first of hopefully many, many programs. I appreciate you coming on and sharing this time with me. For athletes that are out there on a college level or just people that want to learn more about Athletes in Action, what's that website?
They can get in touch with us or find out more about the ministry at www.aia.com.
Okay. And then also, I'm guessing people can contact you if they have particular questions for you. You've got an email that people can email you at, I guess?
Yes. Please email me at Jimmy, that's J-I-M-M-Y, dot Webster, W-E-B-S-T-E-R, at AIA.com.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you very much. And for the listeners out there, I'd love to get some email. And my email is powerplayers947@yahoo.com. And questions, comments that you might have about the program. We had a good time. This is a first run for us. So we're real excited about the direction of this program. And we had talked about this is a God thing. I mean, God has really put this thing together very quickly and started moving forward with this very quickly. We've got some exciting things happening with this program. We'll talk about that in just a second. And, you know, we are encouraged, and we want to be encouraged by your emails as well. So please do email powerplayers947@yahoo.com. Again, it's Ken Watmore. Any questions, any comments? If you know an athlete that's out there moving in God's kingdom and doing great things, we want to hear about that athlete, because we will go after that athlete to see if we can get them on the program, whether it's on the phone or in the studio. We want to find a way to get in touch with them. Professional men and women athletes that are boldly proclaiming their faith and really doing work as power players in the kingdom. That's who we want on the program.
Well, Ken, I really appreciate your vision for this program. It reminds me of the verse, Romans 10:15. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And for professional athletes to use their platform of influence to bring the good news, the gospel, to the public is what a blessing. And for you to use this program as a platform for them to share their ups and downs, their trials in sport, and as a believer, what a difference that makes in their professional career. It's exciting.
Yeah, that I love that verse. that is such a good verse. How beautiful are the feet for those that bring good news. Thanks for sharing that. That means a lot to the people that we're going to have on the program and for the program itself, because it's not our feet. It's just God is just really pushing this thing forward. Well, speaking of that, we've got an exciting guest for our next program, and that is going to be next weekend. And I'd love you all to tune in, because it's going to be Jenny Johnson Jordan, who is an Olympic athlete, a professional beach volleyball player. And she has got some amazing testimony, and she's a remarkably busy woman, but she still finds time to be a mother of two and share her faith all over that stage that she's on. Tell us a little bit more about Jenny.
Well, Jenny, speaking of busy, she is in Boulder this weekend as we're airing this program, competing in the AVP Crotts Professional Beach Volleyball Tournament. And Jenny is on staff with Athletes in Action along with her husband, Kevin, at UCLA, the college campus there, ministering to the varsity athletes of UCLA. She was ministered to by Athletes in Action when she was a student at UCLA, and now she has the opportunity to have been All-American at UCLA and to compete in beach volleyball as an Olympian, and to now at the professional level to give back, to minister to not only the athletes at UCLA, but use her platform of influence as a professional beach volleyball player to be a witness to countless thousands in that arena.
Well, that's going to be so exciting to talk to her. And for those of you who are listening, it's early enough in the morning. You can go out to Boulder today and see her in the AVP Crocs Beach Volleyball Tournament. And it'll be exciting to go up and talk to her. It's Jenny Johnson Jordan. Tell her that you heard about her on this program and are looking forward to listening to her talk to us next weekend. So again, for our first broadcast of Power Players, We appreciate you listening. Jimmy, I sure appreciate you being here. We've had a great time, and hopefully we've done some good work for the kingdom. So
it's been my pleasure, and God bless you, Ken, and your efforts with this program. I know God would bless the audience as a result.
Well, thank you, and God bless you too. Again, email us, powerplayers947@yahoo.com. Have a great weekend.